With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. An immigrant rights group says a Montana judge acted illegally when he asked a sheriff's deputy to take away from his court a Mexican-born man who was later detained by federal immigration authorities. Matt Adams with the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project said former Yellowstone County Justice of the Peace Pedro Hernandez acted outside his jurisdiction. Hernandez, who retired in November, told the Associated Press he was obligated as a judge to report the plaintiff. An Atlanta-based financial advisory firm has reached a settlement with Montana regulators over the alleged illegal activities of one of the company's former employees in Missoula. The settlement with FSC Securities Corp. will return money to clients of Barry Hartman, whose money was invested in his now-bankrupt software firm or was otherwise put in unsuitable investments. A former Montana teacher has denied a charge she had sex with a male student under the age of 16 in early 2015. Renee Carter, a former teacher at Helena Capital, pleaded not guilty to sexual intercourse without consent. Her trial is set for June. Montana counties are starting to ban indoor vaping. Yellowstone County's indoor vaping ban takes effect on March 1st, while Missoula County is holding a public hearing on its proposed ban on Monday.
With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. A judge in Flathead County says opponents of a water bottling plant outside Kalispell will have an answer before late March regarding a citizen-petitioned zoning change that could ban the plant. The Egan Slough community in Creston say they want to block the water bottling plant because of its potential impact on local property values, its drain on existing wells, and potential impacts on the Flathead River. The group is trying to block the plant by expanding a citizen-initiated Ag 80 zone to include the property where Montana Artesian Water Company hopes to start bottling this spring. The zoning change would restrict land use to agriculture only and keep lot sizes at 80 acres or more. The Flathead County Commissioners voted unanimously in 2016 to deny the zoning change, even though petitioners met the 60% threshold of support by local property owners. Petitioners sued the county shortly after. Kim Wilson, representing the Egan Slough community, says county commissioners abused their discretion in denying the petition.
This is a case where the record is so lacking in fact or foundation that it clearly was unreasonable, and the commissioners failed to articulate adequately their decision.
But the Board of Commissioners and Lou Weaver, who owns Montana Artesian Water, argue that the 60% support threshold only gets the proposal through the door. It's up to the county to decide if it's in the public's best interest. Mary Beth Samsel represents Lou Weaver.
They considered all of the issues in front of them. They considered more than they needed to under the statute, and they ultimately just reached a conclusion that the plaintiffs didn't agree with. That's not what abuse of discretion is for.
More than 50 people showed up Monday morning for the hearing at the Flathead County Courthouse. Judge Robert Allison can decide to uphold the county's denial or remand the decision back to commissioners. He's expected to make a ruling before the end of March. The proposed zoning change to add 530 acres to the Egan Slough zoning district will also show up on county ballots on June 5th. In Kalispell, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. A Missoula County District Court judge ruled today that a man convicted of raping a woman in Missoula in 2013 will not return to prison, despite a series of parole violations. Bo Donaldson was sentenced to 30 years in prison with 20 suspended after he pleaded guilty to a 2010 rape. The former University of Montana football player was released on parole in 2016 and has been living in Bozeman. The Missoulian reports that starting last summer, Donaldson admitted to violating his release conditions by drinking, using social media, and lying to his supervising officers. Sanctions, including short stints in jail, stacked up until last September when the Missoula County Attorney filed a petition to revoke Donaldson's suspended sentence. In her decision today, Judge Karen Townsend said a new state law about compliance violations stops her from sending Donaldson back behind bars. Donaldson remains on parole. The search for a man who went missing more than a week ago near Whitefish Mountain Resort was put on hold today due to heavy snowfall and avalanche conditions. The Daily Interlake reports that, according to the Flathead County Sheriff, 90 people, including teams from Lewis and Clark and Gallatin counties, joined the search for Jonathan Torgerson of Columbia Falls this weekend. The search will resume tomorrow, weather permitting. A group of disability rights advocates are calling on Governor Steve Bullock to immediately backfill some of the more than $49 million in cuts to the state health department made during the special legislative session last year. But the governor's office says it doesn't have the power to do that. Corin Cates Carney reports.
Advocates for People with Disabilities held a press conference in Helena Monday in a plea to the governor for an immediate supplemental appropriation to reduce the impact of cuts they say are taking away vital health care services. Beth Brenneman is a staff attorney with Disability Rights Montana.
These cuts are so substantial that they are going to dismantle the community services system throughout Montana and make it very difficult for us to build it over again.
The advocate group's ask for a supplemental appropriation would mean borrowing money from the state's future budgets in order to plug the current need. In order to get spending in line with expected revenues, the health department is reducing Medicaid provider rates by about 3%, cutting day-to-day funding to help people with disabilities, as well as reducing other Medicaid services for the poor, disabled, and elderly. However, Dan Villa, the governor's budget director, says a supplemental appropriation isn't possible to put money back into those services.
We couldn't do it under the law.
Villa says borrowing money from future budgeting years can only be done due to an unforeseen or unanticipated emergency. Villa blames the Republican-controlled legislature for putting Governor Bullock's proposed budget cuts in statute as one of the reasons for the lack of flexibility in this situation. Disability rights advocates on Monday also pointed to another provision they hope could offset some of these cuts. Legislators passed another law in the November special session that would allow the governor to put money back into the state health department and other agencies if state revenues come in higher than expected during this fiscal year. If that happens, the state health department could see more than $30 million plugged back into the agency by mid-August. Villa says state revenues would have to come in more than $40 million above his office's previous projection for that to happen. And right now, he says it's still too soon to tell. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.